It is time for us to take a look at the forecast. And
There we go.
No, I should be fine now.
Okay. There you go.
I had to push one button that I had erroneously pushed.
Okay. Okay, cool. Good morning, everybody. And, a slight change in the forecast.
Yeah.
Putting in some showers tomorrow.
I saw that. I said, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Only because that coastal system will actually sort of send like a backwash this far south. I don't think there's going to be much as far as amounts of showers, less than a quarter inch in the rain bucket. So we'll take what we can get. But today, sun and clouds, 80 to 85, partly cloudy, 60 tonight, scattered showers tomorrow, 65 to 70. So it doesn't get warm because it's cloudy all day. Back to sun and clouds Thursday, 80, partly sunny, 85 to 90 Friday, and the weekend, partly sunny, 85 to 90, with moderate levels of humidity both Saturday and Sunday, and I don't expect any rain over the weekend.
Is the humidity coming back anytime?
Yeah, moderate humidity.
Okay, moderate, okay.
Moderate. That would be over the weekend.
Well, I think people can live with moderate.
Yeah. Yep. It's a lot better than it was last week.
It was very refreshing when I walked out the door this morning.
Yeah, well, should be. I mean, tomorrow may be a little bit on the humid side, but you're not going to notice it because of the cooler temperatures because of the clouds and showers.
All right. Now, I have to bring something up to you real quick.
Okay.
I had the monitor on here, and certain weather experts are predicting, listen to this, by 2025, 75% of the United States will have heat indexes of 102 to 106 degrees.
Okay.
This is for 2025.
And your question?
What do you think about a prediction like that for 2025 put up as news?
We can't predict 7 days out. How could we predict what's going to happen 3 years from now? That's my response.
Yeah, absolutely true. That's what I was saying.
No.
No, I mean, there's certain long-term trends that you can predict, but to get that specific.
Yeah, no.
And I just don't know how you can do it.
I don't know either.
And to me, it's things like that that affect the credibility of people watching news on TV.
I totally agree.
You know, because everybody's thinking the same thing. Gosh, I don't know what I'm going to get for dinner tomorrow, never mind someone telling me that the heat index is going to be over 102 degrees in 75% of the United States by 2025.
Let's keep this all in mind that how do I want to phrase this? Years ago, many, many years ago, the weather started turning very, very, very cold. And the thinking was, quote, the ice age is coming. Then, after a couple of years of back-to-back cold winters and snow, it started getting warmer and warmer and warmer. They started talking about global warming, and that was shoo-shooed. Now, there's evidence all across the earth that not only is it getting warmer, but it's even getting drier. So everybody is in the same ballpark right now, believing that this is going to be the trend. So if you take today and extrapolate it 3 years out, of course you're going to say it's warmer. But what happens if in 3 years it's severely cold? And that could happen. You know, weather balances out. I mean, generally speaking, the trend is warmer. But there could be small little bubbles in the trend that would bring real cold and real snowy winters. Such may be the case this winter. And then we'll see what all the experts have to say.
Yeah, it's not a good thing for the for, you know, with people's distrust of network news now, to run stuff like that. You want to put it in a special segment called Long Range Scientific Outlook. I mean, separate it from the news, though. Don't put it on in regular news. That's the whole thing. I just don't understand.
I agree, but look what's going on now. The Rhine, the Danube. Do you realize how low those rivers are getting? Yeah. They may be banning cruises because the rivers are so low.
Well, is that like we're talking about the Thames in London?
Yeah.
It actually could go dry.
Not good. Just not good.
Now that's different, though. That's things that are happening now.
Now.
It's not saying what's going to happen in 2025.
Right. Well, I mean, if you take that right now and extrapolate, I could say, Marshall, in 2025, Lake Erie's going to dry up. And you'd say, how would you know that? Well, based on what's happening now, if that continues, give it 3 years, and that whole lake will be dry, which makes a lot of sense. But does it mean it's going to happen? No. And, you know as well as I do, things have a tendency of balancing out in weather. And right now, it may be, let's say, super dry in the Pacific Northwest and hot, which it is. I guarantee you this winter, it'll be the opposite. You watch. Yeah, you watch. But meanwhile, so that was that. I thought it was a great day yesterday. Wasn't it beautiful?
It really was. I actually spent a little time out on my deck yesterday.
Yeah. It should be the same today. So are you cooking outside or no?
No, and for one reason is... I can grill inside just as well with my grill pans. And also, if you have to thoroughly clean the grill. I mean thoroughly after you're done. Because with theirs, if you wait, I'll clean it tomorrow. You're going to have the smell and the fat of what you just grilled.
Right.
And the bears will come looking for it. They'll smell it and they'll come looking for it.
Gotcha. Right.
So, you really have to be... Very
extra.
It's not when you grill with bears around. Not only do you have the long prep, you get everything set, then you grill. But then when you're done and you finish eating, the last thing in the world you want to do is have to, clean that grill after it's still so it's spotless.
So, it's definitely easier cooking inside.
Yeah, especially if I've got some incredible grill pans, and I can grill in one of my. Air fry ovens setting on the grill function.
Right.
And I'm only one person, so I don't have to grill a lot.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Marsha.
I've got the grill out there, and I guess if I ever have a bunch of people over the house, which I doubt, you can always grill some hamburgers and then quickly, but no, I can do everything I need to do, and I've got the oven, okay, the hot air fry oven, little oven. I've got a pizza oven inside. I have a gas range that you can grill on and broil in. And the gas range also has a fan in it, so it becomes like an air fryer. So why do I have to go out? Why do I have to go out in the great wild?
You're set.
I am. It's amazing. And if I even have a Vitamix blender, if I want to make soups from scratch like tomato soup, potato soup, pea soup, I can make it right in the Vitamix blender for one person.
Yeah, and that would be the best way to go because it is everything is so expensive right now.
6 minutes, and the soup, it says, the Vitamix, you run it for 6 minutes at high speed with fresh ingredients, and you've got hot soup.
Yeah,
And it's only for, you know, small portions, so you don't have to have it sitting around in the oven and in the refrigerator. Well, enough about my eating habits. Huh. Enough about my eating habits.
There we go with that. And in the meantime, I am going ahead with our small little meeting up at the lake this Saturday at my cabin. I will send out for pizza. I'm inviting just the main people that act with us. And then I will drop the bomb, so to speak.
That this is it.
I'm going to tell them, you know, I'm pretty confident that this will be our last movie we're making. If they ask why, I have many reasons. And then I'll tell them that next year we're doing a compilation of the last 10 years, and we'll have one musical number that we'll do next year. And then after that, it'll be a contest every year. And I'm sure they'll say, well, could you change your mind? Yeah, I could change my mind, but right now it does not seem like that would be the case. Marshall, again, it's not just the fact that I'm tired. It's the fact that I just don't want to beg people. I don't feel I have to beg people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of it. And then I have to worry about not only getting the people to do it, then I have to worry about when they can't make it and when they can make it. You know, and it's called stress, Marshall.
Unnecessary stress.
Oh, used keyword there. Unnecessary stress. Right. By the way, Marshall, I have a Lenovo laptop.
Yeah.
Ever since I have it, the sound is extremely low. I tried yesterday calling Lenovo. They put me on hold. 45 minutes, I hung up. I updated my sound card. I went through everything, even in Windows with the sound. I make sure everything is at 100%. I can't get this thing too loud at all.
Have you hooked an external speaker to it to see?
I did not. That's probably the next bit, right?
See what happens. And if it's low at the external speaker, then you tell them they got a problem with their machine. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just hook up an external speaker. And if the external speaker is okay, then there's just some weird setting that's not going right. Or else they put crummy speakers in the laptop.
In the laptop, okay. Yeah.
That's my advice.
Thank you very much for it.
All right, Pat, so we've got a shower or two and then nice weather.
Oh, yeah, not today, just tomorrow. Some showers, not today. Nice weather today.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Adios.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.